new practice in our religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a struggle. And every practice is in the hellfire. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says every, you come to him and say, no, not every. There's some good and some bad. That is what the people, they say, not by their tongue, but that is what they action. And the statement of the action is stronger than the statement of the tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I repeat it, and he repeats that over and over again. And that was repeated in many hadiths. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from innovating in our religion. And he says, every innovation is, every new practice in our religion is an innovation. And you are telling him by your action, no Prophet of Allah, not every practice in our religion is an innovation. There's good and there's bad. Who is the Islam who says to do that? So the evidence that we bring, that the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says, كل محدثة بدعة. Thirdly, we have the evidence of the Sunnah. The Sunnah or the statement of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of evidence how they were very hard on the innovators in the religion. We know the story of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud when he was told that there are certain people who are sitting in the masjid. So every time they make a speech, they count by the stone. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to them and he told them, they all people, those people. You are one of two kinds of people. You either innovate in a religion, or you are upon something better than what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. Can they be better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they were innovated in a religion. And this is one of the statements of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And there is many hadith of the companions and how they were very much following the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any innovation in the religion. So how we say that we have to use our evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also from something out of the statement of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I encourage the people who want to go into more depth in serving this subject to read the book called Al-Ahtifal. This book written by Imam Shafi. He was about in the 700s. And this book was made into a nice new publication and it's been taken care of by the leading Hilal. And it's published and it's available. I encourage everybody who has the ability to read in Arabic to get this book and spend some time reading this book and understanding the materials inside this book because it's really named and the name fits the style of the book and Al-Ahtifal. Holding on with unity, with the community to be according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So since we are talking about this subject and this is a separate subject by itself, so we want to open the floor if you have any questions from this side or from the women side. But let us take the questions in an orderly way, inshallah.
Well, the Prophet did not do that.
The Prophet did not do this fan of the sea by taking collectively all together. I will put 100 stones in him. I will collectively say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. The Prophet did not do that. You are doing that as an act of worship. We cannot worship Allah unless He authorized us, He authorized this form of worship. If He did not authorize it, we cannot do that. Similarly, I cannot say you have to pray 6 prayers a day. Fajr, and then you have to make the Duha prayer mandatory for you. We cannot do that. So we have to worship Allah as he authorized us to worship him, not as we want to worship him. Because people will worship Allah and everybody according to his own meaning and his own desire. But our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be limited to the how he authorized us to worship him. And this type of tasbih is not authorized by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you count on hand your tasbih and you say you do that, but simply you do not take collectively and you say you do that by yourself and you count on your hand the tasbih that you are doing, inshaAllah. Right.
You ask Allah directly, not through the Prophet. That's the reason we're going to say to us, Nas'alullah bijahin nabi. Hay bijahin nabi. You ask Allah by the darajah, by the position of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that we are making that thing as we are trying to intercede to Allah by this thing. And it's not permissible for us to ask for anything. You cannot ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his messenger. You cannot say, oh Allah, I ask you by the messenger to give me this or to give me that. For us to seek an wajila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three things you ask Allah by. First, you ask Allah by his name. He said, وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. You ask Allah about his name. You want sustenance, you ask him by his name Al-Razzaq. You want forgiveness, you ask him by his name Al-Ghafoor. Ya Ghafoor, Ighfir. Ya Rahim, Irhamni. Ya Kareem, Akrimni. Ya Aleem, Allimni. So you ask Allah by his name. Also, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our own action. For example, you do a certain good action, and then you are into contact with the calamities, and you ask Allah, you say, oh Allah, since I have done, you know that I have done this for you, and knowing that I have done this for you, please deliver me from the calamity that is before you. The association for that is there were three people traveling. As they were traveling, a lot of rain came over them. So they went into a cave. As they went into the cave, a big rock came and blocked the cave. So they could not get out. And they knew that they were going to die, so they could not get out. So they said, the only thing we can do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first person came up and said, oh Allah, I'm going to abbreviate. If I know that I have done this and this and this for your own sake, open this rock for us. So the rock was open, but not enough for him to pass. Then the second person came. And he said, oh Allah, if you know that I have done this and this for your own sake, open the rock for us. And the rock was open, but not enough for them to come out. And then the third person said, oh Allah, if you know that I have done this and this for your own sake, open the rock for us, and then the rock was opened and they came out. We get a tight point from this hadith, and that is the importance of sincerity. When you are sincere to Allah, when you have had the Allah, al-amal billah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هذا العمل يكون لك ذكرا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. العمل الصالح ينجيك من كربات الدنيا ومن كربات الآخرة. The good things that you do, the past sincere would deliver you from the calamity of this life and the calamity of the hereafter. So we know from this hadith that you can ask Allah by your action. And also you can ask somebody to make dua for you. But this person has to meet one very important condition. He has to be Allah. I can go to the Shaykh to him, make dua for me. He makes dua for me. He is Allah. But I cannot go to a dead person and tell him, make dua for me. Because he is dead. No, I can tell this person to intercede for me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that would be shirk. We know that the companions, they were the best Muslims. We do not have anything from the companions that they used to intercede by the dhuran of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all. Actually, we have the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, which is saying, اللهم إنا كنا نتوسل بنبينا والآن نتوسل بعلم نبينا. He used to say, اللهم إنا نتوسل بنبينا. شو يعني نتوسل بنبينا؟ من هو بنبينا إلى رب الذنوب؟ صح ولا لا؟ كل شاب مذنوب يكون له تعلق. تعلق الشاب المذنوب هنا متعلق بالمحفوظ. تقدير بدعاء المؤمنين. يعني كنا نتوسل الى الله لان نبينا يدعو الينا. وليس بذات نبينا، لان لو كان التوسل بذات النبي لكان هذا مسموح فيه في حياته وفي مماته. ولكن بعد موت النبي ماذا قال عمر؟ والان نتوسل اليك بعم نبينا وهو العباس. فكان عم النبي العباس عندما اصيب ببعض القهر يدعو اليه ويقول ان في جاء في الحديث ان لا تجد البلاء الا بالمعاصي ولا يرفع الا بالتوبه فتوبوا الى الله. فالتوسل هنا الذي يقصد دعاء النبي والدليل كفيل بالحديث، لانه لو كان مسموح ان تتوسل بالنبي ذاتي لفعل ذلك الصحابه ومكان يلجا الى العباس ليدعو له. هذه العقد الله تعالى في الحديث عمر that said, we are asking you by your O Allah, we used to ask you by your Prophet. But now we are asking you by the uncle of the Prophet. What does it mean asking you by your Prophet? Meaning the Prophet used to make dua for the companion. This is asking you by the Prophet, not by the person of the Prophet, but by the dua of the Prophet. Because if it was by the person of the Prophet, we can do that while he is alive and while he is dead. But the Umar said, after the Prophet, now, when the Prophet has died, we are asking you by the uncle of the Prophet, who is Al-Abbas. And the Abbas used to come and make dua to them when they have certain, when they have drought. And he used to say, the calamity do not fall down on the people except by their own sin, and it will not be delivered except by repentance. And he will encourage the people to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we have the three types of tawassul. We do that by the name of Allah and attributes, and this is the most powerful kind of tawassul. This is the most powerful. You ask Allah by His name. This is what we always repeat and we repeat over and over. We have to get to know Allah by His name. We have to be familiar with our Lord by His name. What are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do they mean to us? And how do they influence? How, what type of influence they have over us? You understand? So Allah forgives us. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor, the forgiver. Why do we name himself Al-Ghafoor? To forgive you or to punish you? So you intercede to Allah by His name. Say, oh Allah, you name yourself Al-Ghafoor, forgive me. You say, oh Allah, you are our God, the provider. You are our God, provide for me. So this is the best time of coming closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Secondly, you can add that by your action, and you can do that by
asking people to make dua for you. But we cannot go and have dead people intercede for us because they are dead. And interceding, making those people intercede for us, as if you are saying to Allah, I'm forcing you to do that. Allah is not to be forced to do anything. وَهُنَا يَقُولُ فِي اللُّغَ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ بِجَاهِ الْعَلِيمِ هذا النداء لا محل له في العراق. إما سببية وإما باب المفصل. تقول بالله عليك هذه الباء ماذا؟ معرفية. فصل. فإذا كانت بجاه الميل فصل فقد أقسم بغير الله ومن أقسم بغير الله فقد أكثر. وإذا كانت هذه الباء سببية فقد جعلت سببا ما ليس بسبب. وجعل السبب ما ليس بسبب هو نوع من انواع الشرك الاضرار فوقعت في امرين احلامنا مور. So when we ask why the prophet, say I ask Allah why the prophet, what does this by mean? It could be an oath. You say by Allah I'm going to do that. That is an oath. When you are saying I ask Allah by the prophet, if it was an oath, you are swearing by the Prophet. And whoever swears by other than Allah is committed. And if it's by Allah to make it done, to make Allah do it, you are establishing a reason which is not a reason to answer your prayer, and establishing a reason which is not a reason by that Allah established is a type of also shirk. So either way, a person who does that, he falls into what type, some type of shirk. And the best thing for you also to believe is a qa'id al-jameela fi tawassul wal-wasila. This is both as the same meaning. A qa'id al-jameela fi tawassul wal-wasila. وَالْوَعَ تَوَسُّلْ لِلْأَحْكَانِ لِشَيْءٍ مَنْ أَقْرِجِ الْأَلْبَانِ. So those are both that are very good in their subject and they will increase our knowledge, inshaAllah, concerning this question. ما لاحظ الفرق ابو ذنب علي
الفرق
ان احنا ما
نستفدش
هل قام رسول الله السؤال اللي انت تسال نفسك هل قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه المناسبه لا هل جعل اي شيء خاصا في هذه
المناسبه
من الذي عمله لا اسال من الذي حسنها اولا انا قبعها انا الذي قبعها لان الرسول ما فعل من الذي حسنها خلي النساء عندما تتكلم في العلماء تقول لي انا حسنتها وانا قبعتها فرضا او عندك ثالث سنه فرضا لا خليها تقول انت فرضا حسنتها وانا قبعتها ما الذي يحكم بيننا؟ فإذا نازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله ورسوله هل فعل ذلك يا رسول؟
أنت
كده تتصبح في يوم إيه؟ ثم مثلا هذا هل يمكن أن تقوم يوم العلم؟
لا
لماذا تقوم فرضا؟ طيب هو الذي لا هو يقول
فوضى
بس هي فوضى هي تقول اطلقت تقول الدين القوم قضيا طيب القوم قضيا هذه القضيه هل تفعل في اي وقت او في الاوقات المسموح بها في اي وقت هل يمكن لك ان تقول قول يوم العيد معناها في الاوقات المسموح بها لا سليمة هاي لا سليمة هذا في الأوقات المسموحة أنت تريد أن تعرض بين الإسلام
هل يمكن ان تعظم هذه الليله في الصيام والثالث يعظمها في قراءه القران والثالث يعظمها بما يعرف احتفال كبير وتنشيد وغير ذلك؟ هل عظم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الليله ام لا؟ سؤال الله. هل انت اهدى للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ لا. وخير الهدي خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جاهز قل متهم ولا احسن ولا افضل منه. اما تقول لي هذا الصيام صيام طويله يا اخي وكيف لا تصوم صيام طويله وكيف لا تعرف صيام طويله؟ أنت هذا الذي يقول هذا مثل الذي صار الإنسان يأتي ويريد أن يتنفل بالصلاة بعد وقت العصر. تقول يا أخي أنت يتنفل بالصلاة بعد وقت العصر. تقول الله أكبر أعوذ بالله منكم أرأيت الذي بينكم حتى إذا صلى. يقول يا أخي ولكن ليس في كل وقت لأنه الذي أنزل هذه الذي أنزل هذه الآية أو حتى نبيه أن لا يصوم بعد العصر. The question was, do people want to glorify the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj? Some people want to glorify that by fasting, by praying, by having it like a congress, a gathering, and they read and they sing, and they do weird things. I tell you, brother, they do some weird stuff. Yeah. We tell you that to briefly answer that, we say, is that something, did the Prophet glorify this night? Yes or no? Straight to the point, no. Are you more valid than the Prophet? Okay, if he did not do it, are you going to do it? That's straight to the point. Very straight to the point. Somebody might say, well, yeah, okay, good, we are fasting. Are you telling us not to fast? There's a lot of virtue of fasting. You say true. There's a lot of virtue of fasting. But can you fast anytime you want to? Is it permissible for you to fast on the day of Eid? No. So even fasting, which has a lot of virtue in it, it's limited to certain times. Another example is the prayer. Say you have prayed Asr. Is it permissible for you to stand up and just volunteer prayer without any reason? It is. Imagine somebody walks into this masjid and he prays Asr and he takes a corner and he stops, he wants to pray. And the gentleman, don't pray at that time. He looks at you and says, A'udhu Billah, and she refuges in Allah from you. Allah says, have you seen the one who forbid a person who prays? I want to pray, and you are forbidding me from praying? You say, no. The one who receives this ayah, takes to his prophet to say, he reveals to the prophet to say, there is no prayer after Asr. So similarly, we tell you, glorification of this night is not of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as an innovation. You come back and tell me it's a good innovation. So the movie is good. Then if it's going to come back to me and you to make it good, you tell me good, I tell you ugly. And then the third person say, halfway. So if we are indifferent, what do we have to do? If we have the truth between us, we have to bring it back to Allah and His Messenger. We look at the sunnah of the Messenger. Did he do that? No. So why don't we adhere to his guidance? And we always repeat over and over again that the guidance of Muhammad is the best of guidance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we saying that by parrot or we really mean it? Okay, but a lot of people say that by parrot. They do that and then they innovate. نعم الله تعالى أعلم. كيف نعم هل كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حيا في هذا الوقت ولا لا؟ فهذا هو طاعة الطاعة أنك تسأل برسول الله أي دعاء رسول الله
فجاب حجة. ونحن نعلم أن الرسول دعا لهذا الرسول لأنه قال له اذهب وادعو إلى الله قل إني أسألك بيدي. هو الذي جار المجهول. لماذا متعلم هذا الجار المجهول؟ لمحذور تقدير هذا المحذور إما ذات نبيك أو بدعاء نبيك. إذا قلنا بذات نبيك لا قول لا تأتي إلى قول عمر بن الخطاب والآن نسألك يعني النبي ونأتي من الصحابة كلهم الذين لم يسألون بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فتحتم أن يكون المعنى بدعاء نبيك. وأيضا راجع لنفس هذه المسألة لا دائما نقول في الكتب المهمة التي يجب على كل مسلم يعني يريد أن يتعلم الدين أن يتفقه فيها اقرأ قراءة صراط المستقيم مقالات أهل الجحيم لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. إن شاء الله بعد شيبة وفي تلك الجزء السكشن لابد أن أضمننا في كيف الرسول محمد أن يصول أن يضمننا. He said, go and pray to Allah and ask Allah by the Prophet of mercy, right? For Allah to show your vision to you. So also, when you ask, this is, took place while the Prophet was alive, not after his death. And asking Allah by the Prophet, it means by the person of the Prophet or by the dua of the Prophet. In Arabic language, it has to be one of those meanings. We go back to the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Umar ibn al-Khattab said, and now, meaning after the Prophet is died, you are asking Allah by his uncle to make dua. So the understanding of Umar that he did not ask Allah by the Prophet himself. So that was his understanding. He cannot leave the bed to go to that is late, but he always shoot for the bed. So by putting this evidence, we know that the meaning of this hadith if you ask that companion was asking Allah by the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, and this would conclude this lesson inshaAllah tonight. If you have any questions, go ahead. We have time.
Another thing you say,
innovation, I mean, we don't have any of that is authentic in that in the religion that throughout the name of our generation. Because always everything, things that will keep evil from befalling you and will bring goodness to you, they have to be legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you come into your car, whatever you're riding, vehicle, whether it's a car, motorized, or camel, whatever you're riding, say Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, subhanallah, illa qarana hadha, wa ma kunna lahu mukrimin, wa inna ila rabbina la mukrimin. And you say the dua that the sunnah of that are authentic and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you say the dua that you say in the morning, that you say three times, nothing will befall you harm. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الارض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. We say all the protection from the sunnah. But always when the people do the bid'ah, they will project the sunnah. And when they try to teach them the sunnah, they say this is a bid'ah. They say the sunnah is the bid'ah. And this is the statement of some of the companions that whenever a sunnah is filled up, a bid'ah will come to replace it. So all of those things, we cannot do those things just because we think, or somebody did that so. We tell to the people who tell us that, قُلْ هَذْمُ مُرْهَانَكُمْ It is impossible. So bring your evidence if you want to show. Evidence from the Qur'an and sunnah. Do not give me my evidence because my so-and-so sheikh said so. Bring the evidence, bring me the evidence. Let me feel comfortable. Bring the light to me. If you bring the light to me, I will say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك واتوب إليك.